For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I don't know where he is. He's somewhere in the inner workings of Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte. Chris Lee, your impression of what you saw today as Dan and Dave. Well, I thought a decathlon was going to break out. Dan and Dave were introduced. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, you talked about the different words there. Last year, the word was collaboration, and we found out that there wasn't a lot of collaboration.
Right.
the coaching staff last year, but no, the initial impressions, I like Dave Canales. It looks like he is energetic. He's excited to be here. And he's with a general manager that actually picked him. We don't know if it was Scott Fitterer's idea to get Frank Reich last year. It felt like that was more of a David Tepper thing. But with these two guys having history with each other, working together with the Seahawks a few years ago, already seem like they genuinely like each other. Mm-hmm. That is a plus. And the fact that they seem to have some sort of a chemistry and working together already. Those are things that you sit back and as you're observing, you're liking it. But I do believe that they are, there's still a lot of work to do.
Oh, yeah.
We heard Dave Canales say that his timeline is right now. We
yes.
heard that from Matt Rhule. We heard that from Frank Reich. So what's going to be different? And that's the part that we're waiting to see.
Chris Lee is joining us, WRAL TV5 and co-conspirator. What did I just say? Co-conspirator on the Panthers Playbook podcast. Yes, almost everybody wins the press conference, right? Because you're full of energy, and we get the platitudes, we get the process, we get the leaders, we get the passion for football, we competitors, all of that. We heard all of the buzzwords that you're going to hear at press conferences. A couple of things that jumped out at me, I want your take on this. The fact that he clearly openly wants Ejiro Aviero to stay. He wants the defensive coordinator to stay. And I think by bringing up the name Jim Caldwell, it seems to me that he would like Jim Caldwell to stick around. What did you have any reaction to those two things?
No, those were two things that definitely stuck out in the back of my head, too. Is just like, okay, there's already something here that he wants to – he doesn't want to just, like, kick everybody out and just start from scratch. He already sees what's working. And it feels like he wants to build on what is already working, right? From a PR standpoint, that looks good because he's going to have a quarterback that's already here. He's going to have a lot of offensive pieces that are already here, and he's going to have to do it from that standpoint of building on what they already have instead of just trying to force everybody to do what he wanted them to do, what he feels like is best for the team. That's what it felt like we got last year, right, with Frank Reich trying to get everybody to fit into what he wanted to run. So I think that is part of what helped him win the press conference and wanting to keep Evero around. He talked about his time with the Seattle Seahawks and Evero's defense over with the Rams,
yep.
giving them fits all the time. You know, it was very interesting to hear him bring that up, and then also that he wants to keep a mind like Jim Caldwell in the building.
Yeah, again, two very good things. What was interesting is that last year they made a point to talk about different ideas and bringing everybody together. It does seem based, right? Yeah, collaborate. It does seem based on the hires that have already been made that there is more continuity versus collaboration. What are your thoughts on that?
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you heard of Deal Week on Instacart? From February 7th to 14th, get up to 60% off flowers at select stores and more great deals on gifts delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Send your Valentine roses, chocolate, a singing teddy bear, and if you don't have a Valentine, just treat yourself. It's a pretty sweet deal after all. Get up to 60% off flowers at select stores all week long through Instacart. While supplies last, minimum $15 flower order, max discount of $10, terms apply.
Last year you had a situation where David Tepper said he didn't want the old boys club. Those are his words.
Right.
Hiring going on. So, you know, basically what he meant was he didn't want Frank Reich to come in and just bring in all of his friends. Well, look where it got them, you know, because he ended up having to fire Frank Reich, 11 games in the season, 10 yeah. games into the season. So, like, it didn't really get them very far. And then, you know, of course, you have the reports that James Campen and a couple of other guys were basically the secret agents for David Tepper in the locker room and, you know, it caused some friction and all that type of stuff. I think it's a good thing that Canales is bringing some guys that he is familiar with, guys that he knows what he's going to get from them. But ultimately, you know, Canales and his new offensive coordinator, Brad Idzik, who's a young guy, they haven't been tested at this large level. I mean, Canales was an offensive coordinator last year. He hasn't been a head coach yet. Idzik was a positional coach last year. He hasn't been an offensive coordinator yet. So, and then you have the other guys that's there. The one person I am excited about, and I don't know if this is a sexy hire to Panthers fans, but having Brant Tillis along, coming from the Chiefs,
yeah,
and he's the guy that basically helped, you know, put that team together and doing the contract negotiations. Of course,
yes.
We had the big negotiation with Chris Jones that really could have altered where this team is at right now. You look at Brian Burns. He's got a contract that they need to be negotiated. You look at, Derek Brown. He's got a contract that needs to be negotiated. Keeping the good parts of this team together so that Canales has something to work with is going to be very important. So that's something else that I thought was a really interesting piece of this press conference, and Tillis being there and looking like he's excited to be with the team as well.
Yeah, you need a capologist, because the NFL salary cap is absolutely not, I mean, it's indecipherable to a human being. I have no idea. No way to figure out the salary cap. You can look at the same spreadsheet over and over again and like, wait a second, they look like they're $30 million over. Oh, no, they've got room. Okay, fine. I apparently can't read. I have no idea. I think the Panthers have about $30 million under the cap right now.
Yeah.
Brian Burns eats up a lot of that. Derek Brown's contract wouldn't probably, some of it might be impacted this year when they redo it, because they don't have to redo it just yet. But you should do it as soon as you can with Derek Brown. But if they do re-sign Burns, that number is, goes down from 30 to like, I don't know, zero, close to zero, based on what top edge rushers get. But
you'd have to factor in the fact that what Brian Burns made this year, and then add on something on there. So there'll still be a little bit left. But yeah, you're right. It would definitely eat in some of what's there. But I mean, that's at least that hard part is taken care of by Tillis and Dan Morgan, who is a really good player in his time. And a good talent evaluator can spend his time on that. And I really thought it was interesting, and it really felt like Morgan, with current Carolina Panther players in the audience, felt like he was kind of calling them out a little bit. He's like, hey, this is what it used to be. I want to get it back to what it used to be here. We need to have dogs in the locker room. We need to have guys who want to win. And you had Austin Corbett and Ike Ekwonu and Chandler Zavala and Brady Christensen all sitting there watching. And on the other side from them, you had guys like Thomas Davis and Mike Tolbert, Jonathan Stewart, and guys like that. So it's like Musa Muhammad. So it's like you have like the juxtaposition of the different eras. And he's almost like telling his guys, hey, you need to be more like them or you're not going to be around very long. And I kind of like that he's kind of taking that stance and he publicly kind of was calling that out.
Yeah, without saying we didn't have enough guys who compete, he said we don't have enough guys who compete. Yeah, we have some competitors and then we need more. So apparently in your entire roster, not enough guys who would fit that bill. Chris Lee, a competitor, WRAL TV5, and co-conspirator on the Panthers Playbook podcast. My friend, safe travels back. We'll be watching you on TV.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.